How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Alfred Hitchcock, and this is...
The Spike on the Mic Show! I don't know. I can't hardly hear it, but I'm going to say Spike, check one. Spike, check two. Spike, check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. We are, God, cuss word, I forgot to do what I want to do. We are here, ladies and gentlemen. We are live. We are here at, and I'm going to say this wrong, we are at our premium location here at Hooters, Hillsboro Hooters. I was supposed to go get the address. I was here at 4 o'clock, 4:30. That was one of my to-do lists, and I forgot to do that. We're at the... They're giving me the hand signals. We're at 4202 Hillsboro Avenue. 4202 Hillsboro Avenue, ladies and gentlemen. You can come down here and holler and see us and play with us, because we are here at the patio. It's a gorgeous night out here in Tampa Bay. Come check us out. I am the guy known as the Spike on the Mic, and we are not in our plush studios. We are here at 4202 West Hillsboro. See, I knew the east and the west, because west is always west of the interstates, and east is always east of the interstates. But listen, I'm not here alone, ladies and gentlemen. I am not here on the show alone. I can't do the show alone. I have to have people here, because my voice, also soothing, interesting, and adoring, I have to have people here to help me get through this. So, directly to the left, to the right of my peripheral vision, we have the man on the motorcycle behind us, in case you heard him, but not so. We have the man we like to call Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
Spike, in honor of Valentine's Day, I am sticking like my faithful, undying devotion to my one true, hello, what's your name?
Hold on a second. So did you just did the flip mode just like that?
Just like that.
Yep. All right, well, directly in your peripheral visions, and this is true, ladies and gentlemen, if you're here, you could see directly in the peripheral visions of Dr. Captain Clark is the man who's putting the sounds that go through your eardrums. We like to call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
Time flies like an arrow. That's all I have to say. I was assigned that time flies like an arrow.
Oh, it's working just as good as I thought it would.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I think you have to introduce somebody to find out why I said time flies like an arrow.
Well, as you know, we're only here for one reason.
Yeah.
The only reason we're here, and I was so glad that he showed up, because he had this great point that he wanted to explain with us.
Exactly.
That is the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
Okay. Paul?
Yeah.
You said that time flies like an arrow, right?
Yeah.
But did you know that fruit flies like a banana?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, that's one of my favorite.
Can I go home?
Fruit? Yeah. No, because...
Oh. Rig-a-da-boom.
I really want to, though.
All right, and so now, directly in your peripheral vision, you have the man known as Bill Smots. Bill Smots, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like drag to this intro.
Yeah.
You have to show big fun, big holler.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is what we do here. Okay, well, let's drag your intro. Let's go straight across there, because I'm thinking this man has worn this before, but we still call him the Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking happy to be healthy and alive. I was in bed all weekend and not in a good way because I was sick. But I'm good now.
What's that? You had the typhoid fever?
Oh, man.
I don't know what it was, but it knocked my dick in the dirt, man. I was down. I didn't get to see my grandkids. I didn't go to karaoke. I didn't get to do anything.
Could you wait while I put a plastic bag over here?
No, I didn't work. Nothing.
That's pretty low.
It is.
Hold on a second. Y'all missed the point. He said he had his dick in the dirt.
I know. That's pretty low.
It knocked my dick in the dirt.
It knocked him down pretty low.
I got nothing done.
Is that some South Carolina slang?
North Carolina, actually.
North Carolina thing?
This means face first and horny.
Yeah. And I feel great today, and I got to go back to work tomorrow, so what the hell?
Spike.
I lost my whole weekend in a bed for no reason.
Spike, could you put this plastic bag over his microphone? I don't want to get that.
Could you put the plastic bag over my head?
I'll spray it down before I leave.
Okay, Okay, now that we've introduced everybody here, when I did that, I thought about it. I had an
experience. You didn't do everybody.
Poor Mark. Oh, there's one more.
Yeah.
Who? Remember he did these drawing off some kind of shit like that?
That's true.
Do it again, though.
Yeah.
That's true. Drag.
Do Steve again.
He's sticking like the drag of this introduction.
Right, right.
Steve, you're getting pretty old, aren't you?
So what I really want to do is,
Yes.
Can you turn off all the mics?
Sure.
Oh.
Besides mine.
Well, all right. First, I have to turn them all off.
Okay, so because we have gotten comments from our listeners are saying that our introduction takes too long, I decided that I wouldn't try an experiment because I didn't want to drag it out. So instead of asking you guys individually how y'all sticking, I need you to hit the button to turn everybody on at one time, and then I'm going to ask all you guys how you sticking. So, cast of the Spike on the Mic Show, how y'all sticking?
I'm like an arrow.
Okay, see, this is why.
That's the way we should do it.
That was really good.
Yeah.
This is why I know what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the people that would...
That made so much sense.
That was absolutely just like past, present, future right there.
Right.
Future. All at once.
Okay, first of all...
Wait a minute. Fruit flies like a banana.
Oh, yeah. Fruit flies.
Like an arrow through the air.
Oh, okay, you've been dying to say this. You want to expound on that? Voice of reason.
No.
It's self-evident. Fruit flies like a banana.
It does. Yeah.
You know fruit flies like a banana?
No, fruit flies do like
They like fruit,
a banana.
Like all kinds of fruit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They like a bananas. Tomato.
But they're fruit flies. They like fruit.
Exactly. Yeah. Bananas.
Tomatoes are a fruit.
Hey, wait, we're talking about bananas.
Yeah.
Is bananas a fruit?
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
totally.
Yeah.
Can you make soup out of it? That's the test.
Yeah.
Anything you can make soup out of is a vegetable.
You ever heard of banana soup?
Tomato soup? You can make tomato soup.
Okay, who among
tomatoes are a vegetable.
Who among us
fruit.
Ever heard of banana soup?
Not me.
No. And that's why it's a fruit.
Right. Try to keep up.
Yeah.
Okay. You've heard of banana soup before? Get out of here.
Do you pay attention to make that at all?
Okay, so...
Have you been to school?
Once.
So anyway, we are here, ladies and gentlemen. We are here at our premium spot.
Nope.
The Hooters.
The Hooters.
On Hillsborough Avenue.
Oh, yeah. Why are we at Hooters? Do we get kicked out of the other place?
No.
Oh.
Because here.
Are you sure?
We have a.
I thought it was because we've been a little remiss in our sponsorship with John Gruden being gone. So the fact that we're saying we're at Hooters like every 2 minutes will make up that we're. Hey, guess what?
We're Hooters. All right. I think it's time for sponsors, isn't it?
All right, let's go ahead and do the sponsors.
All right. The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
On the count of three, let's just give this a moment of silence.
All right.
One,
two, three.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the best of Spike on the Mic.
Yeah, well.
Oh, man.
Okay, hold on a second.
Yeah.
We want to give a big shout out to one of our new correspondent sponsors, is Top Lumber Bats up in Philadelphia.
Oh, yes.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, we don't have
it. I thought that was a bit you made up last week.
Are they going to send us a commercial?
Because it was talking about how good you are at baseball. So I thought it was like, oh, Spike's doing a bit.
Oh, yeah.
No, I am phenomenal. And I don't know how to spell phenomenal. Because I am excellent.
You were just good, but you are phenomena with the Top Lumber Bat is what you're trying to tell us.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm world-class athlete.
So that wasn't just a guy calling in like Steve sets up his bits? Like he has to get like a... Somebody to lob up an assist before he does his joke?
Apparently, that was not set up very well.
No,
I thought that's what that was. Oh, I'm sorry. Top Lumber.
Top Lumber Bass.
Is a real company.
Yes, yes. Top Lumber Bass. Okay. If you go to the and go to their website on spikeonthemic.com, scroll down, you will see a Top Lumber Bat advertisement. Click that, on that link.
That's why
there
I thought it was a bit, because it's a picture of you with your shirt off holding a bat.
Like, supposed to sell bat?
Like somebody wants to see that.
Okay, wait to just feed people to the website. Listen, I am not.
Well, they should go look.
Yeah, well, you might as well, because, you know, yeah. Not every day.
Hey, is the bat made of wood, and is it a black bat?
No, it's not made of wood. It's a green bat. It's made specifically.
It is made of wood.
For me.
Specifically?
Yeah, like on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Oh, Pacifica. Okay.
Yeah.
That's Washington Green. That's Washington Green. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, really. Right. So Pacific Green, isn't that a color?
No.
So, anyway, ladies and
Pacific
gentlemen.
Pacific Blue, that was a TV
Why do you
show.
Have your shirt off in the head? What is, are you a sexy baseball player? Is that what's going for?
Yeah. If what's that guy's name?
Nobody plays baseball with their shirt off.
Okay, first of
they
all.
They wear a uniform issued by the team.
And at least he's still black, like Sammy Sosa. He didn't turn white.
So. Okay, first of all.
Why do you have your pants off?
Oh, you got a T-shirt.
Yeah. That's the weird
thing. See, that's the thing. He can't see. I have on a black shirt. Is that what you can't, you racist mom?
I thought you had your shirt off.
Oh, no. Clark.
I only looked at it once. I didn't, like, stare at it.
Okay, yeah, well, I'll send you a full picture over there. Okay, so. As I said, I want.
Why is your head down? Like you're all.
I'm showing the S.
See, it's an ad for baseball bats, or is it an ad for S hats?
Yes. Oh, okay. I need you people out there listening to go check out.
Oh my God!
Check out the advertisement and see what happens. So we haven't fully went through all our introductions yet. As I said, our introductions take 20 minutes. So. So
are we still doing that?
We have to do one more special guest here.
I
on
told
the
you
Spike
there was
the,
one more.
One special guest on the Spike on the Mic show. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to go legit to quit. Let's say hey to Monica's.
There's more than one of me?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody want that.
Hey, Lamarca. Hey, thank you for joining us on the Spike on the Mic show. How you sticking?
Hi. Oh, I always forget this. How am I sticking? Yeah.
Okay, so
wow, good one. Wow, that was really good.
Like an arrow.
Yeah, say you're sticking like an arrow because for some reason the voice of reason wants us to do that.
And fruit flies like a banana.
Oh. I'm sticking like an arrow in Cupid's heart because it's Valentine's.
Whoa! See, that was tiny.
Leave it to a girl.
I'm getting disapproval from Mr. Brooks over there.
I wish I had like some Olympic style judge numbers to hold up.
What was that, like a three?
That was like a three.
Aww, yeah.
I don't know why.
That was good.
Oh, that's an eight, though.
Plus, I wasn't expecting it. So, I mean.
Yeah, we only do it every show.
I'm not here every show.
But it was a perfect one because Monica accepted the Spike on the Mic Valentine's Day card.
Oh, my God, I'm so happy right now. It's going all over social.
Oh, yeah.
This is literally going to be my only Valentine, like, all week. So, thank you.
Is it?
Yes,
is it?
Sorry.
You want to go to Red Lobster?
That's where all the cool people are.
There was only one red one.
Yeah.
And I got it? Mm-hmm. Aw, that's even sweeter.
It was my idea.
He hates red.
Shut up, Spike.
I don't believe it was your idea for a second. I don't think you even put these together. That doesn't look like your handwriting.
Shut up, Spike.
Okay, yeah. We can lose that one, okay?
No. I love that one.
So, ladies and gentlemen, what we do, we sit around here, we talk about things in the
future.
Past. Present.
Present.
Forget it. Let's just.
I think we got him. I think we got them all.
We got them all.
Got them all.
No, let's just jump right into it because we know what we do here. We sit around here. We tell you guys things what's going on. We have to educate and inform, and another E in there. All educate, right. Inform, and entertain.
Electrocute.
Well, inform is the E. That's true.
Yes, inform is an E. Yeah.
Right. Is this like an insure? Like we get that drink.
All right. Yes.
Let's go. Topic changing music.
All right.
Well, let's go ahead and have a topic, I guess. Show's going to happen anyway. Here it goes.
This topic I like to call "You Keep the Coupon."
You keep the coupon.
You keep the coupon. And this topic is timely, and I'm glad. Yeah, the little thing won't stay.
Because the prices are so low, you don't need a coupon.
I'll keep it up.
Okay, good. Oh, is this
if
that
I gotta use my hand, I will keep this up.
I'm glad that Monica's is here because we need an XY chromosome to answer this
mostly,
problem.
I'm mostly boy than I am, more so than I am girl.
Okay, this is called, you
she
keep
is
the
not
coupon.
An XY chromosome.
Oh.
We are. She's an XX.
She's a girl.
Yeah.
I'm double X. There. Can I get a Stoli and water with just a splash of crayon?
Why does that guy go over the air?
Because we're at Hooters.
Hooters. Okay,
so Hooters, where you can lick her in the front and poke her in the back.
She's living a gimmick,
or
man.
Or poker in Vegas.
You got to live
the
gimmick,
in Tampa,
man.
Poker in Vegas. Sorry.
See, can you tighten that up with that? Have you guys heard of IKEA's?
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe this is speaking
of tightening the screw there. Yeah.
Maybe this is an old story, but maybe you guys.
That's where they got the meatballs, right?
Well, okay, the same topics.
IKEA in Switzerland is doing this little advertisement marketing little ploy here, whereas they're inviting women that if you bring a coupon into the store, right, you will get a little discount on baby products.
Oh, that's nice.
Fun. In the
sex isn't wrong. 25.
Why isn't a guy getting a discount for the?
Because it's for girls only.
Why does your Mike stand have ED?
Guys don't have babies.
So what happens?
Guys don't have babies.
What happens is, so let's say if you get on the internet and you print this ad out, you can get a coupon for IKEA for a crib.
All right.
You mean for something to buy and take to your crib?
Yeah. What about people without? So this is just for parents.
This is just
women.
This is for expecting mothers. Because IKEA wants to give discounts to expecting mothers.
Okay.
So
is there a point to this?
Yeah. So
we're going somewhere.
So what they've done is,
thank you.
They decided that, and for expecting mothers, we will have you. People,
oh man, it's all thumping noises.
Oh, that's perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh.
For expecting mothers, you bring in a coupon.
Now
you print off your coupon. You bring it to the store. We'll give you
get you pregnant.
We'll give you X amount of money off the purchase of a crib.
That's what coupons usually do.
Yeah. Why is this?
IKEA decided that they want to maybe identify and ensure that these are expected mothers. So they developed some kind of little contraption. Whereas you pee on the coupon, bring the coupon in, and if it shows expectancy, then you get money.
So proof. They need proof.
People are, their big bellies aren't proof enough.
Yeah, what happens to a false positive?
No, I have one of those.
Yeah, really.
I could have you pee on a stick spike and it would be pregnant, and then I would take that in, and I'm not pregnant.
Okay, wait.
Aren't you?
Unless it's the Immaculate Conception, no. Absolutely no way.
I'm
physically
sorry.
Impossible.
So if you go in and your coupon is peed on and it determines you're not pregnant, will a staff member get you pregnant there at the store?
Oh, that would be nice.
Because why waste a trip?
No. I say if you're not pregnant, you get a free drink because you can drink.
Oh, that's true.
No, yeah, but you
get some cigarettes. Some meatballs, too.
I was going to ask, does IKEA have their own liquor like they have the meatballs and cookies, right?
I'll test that out. I'll bring that coupon in.
You guys are taking the train off the track? The track is...
Isn't that what the name... Isn't that what Spike on the Mic means? Take the train off the track?
Is it ever really on the tracks?
No, it isn't, but when I saw this article...
No, I get it. The point is, if you're not pregnant, you can't shop at IKEA. That's the point of the story.
Yeah, that's what I gathered, too.
Yeah.
I don't think
awful. That's discriminatory.
That's really discriminatory.
No, that's not what IKEA was trying to promote. They're trying to promote motherhood, goodness, and we want to help out.
Then anybody who comes in with a coupon. Yeah, don't make me pee on a coupon.
Exactly. No.
Where do you pee on the coupon? At the store? Like, is there a pee area? Yeah. Before you go in the front door,
oh God,
you pee on it, and then you bring it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and don't they have to watch? Because why don't you
that's
just take a urine sample of someone who is pregnant?
I could do it.
And
I'm
go
not
in there
pregnant.
And just pour it in there while you're in the stall. Now someone has to watch you.
Okay, right? Listen.
Yeah, like an IKEA doping scandal.
Okay. IPEA.
Listen, IPEA.
IPEA.
Okay, listen.
IPEA positive.
Let's say there's
your joke.
There's an
that was yours.
There is an expectant mother.
Expective mother.
And she wanted to go buy a crib, but she didn't have all the money. She wanted a discount.
Sure.
IKEA would do this. So she will print the coupon, pee on it, and it'll show
What if I want a crib just to keep my bananas and fruit flies in it?
You don't get the discount.
Yeah, plus, see, that's wrong.
It is wrong.
Yeah.
I can't tell if you're for or against this, Spike.
Why don't you just go to Family Dollar and buy a cheap crib?
Because
for a dollar.
Bed deaths.
Yeah.
Bed deaths.
Yeah.
Target, Walmart. IKEA ain't the only place selling damn cribs.
But it's the only place you can pee on a coupon, though.
And plus, IKEA, to put it together yourself.
Gas man.
See, that's
gas
crazy.
Man.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm screaming?
I really don't. I can't tell what
you're not the gas man.
Are you for it or against it?
I'm asking the illegal riffraff in the shipping containers.
So you can tell us that we're wrong because you have your own opinion already.
Yeah.
And so. Do you make them actually wash your hands before they hand you the coupon?
That's the topic is you keep the coupon. That's what I get. So
I would do. Wow. Here's what I do. I just take that same coupon. Someone pees on it. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Someone pees on it.
I take that positive coupon. And I use it, and then I say, okay, and I give it to the next person, and then they use it. And everybody gets to use the same damn coupon.
But I did see an article where they were actually considering having people pee on a coupon and bring it in. I don't know if they ever did it or not. But
so they're not going to keep that coupon because that's disgusting.
You know, I mean, what
they have a storage facility.
Yeah, and what happens to the person who has the really strong flow and it rips the coupon?
Oh, man.
Well, then you don't get the discount. It's simple. That's not rocket science.
So
now you're biased against people who have strong flows.
Church
okay, here, go ahead and voice a reason. What's your opinion?
Well, I kind of understand why they want to do the test. And that's because, well, if you've ever said to a woman, I see you're expecting and assumed it,
that can be follicle.
That can be kind of bad. And
what does that happen to you like each year, like 300 times?
No. That happened to me once in my life. I said, I see you there. You're going to have a baby. And no. No, not going to have a baby.
No.
I wouldn't,
And so
she says,
you're pregnant. You don't want the clerks assuming.
Right. She says, you're going to have a concussion.
We gave you the pregnancy discount.
Here's a great suggestion. I think because you're perfect for this, you should actually walk around. Someone should walk around with a camera on you, and you should just congratulate people for being pregnant. And that would be
so good.
Yeah.
That would be so funny.
That would be that. And from the Spike on the Mic show would like to congratulate you for being pregnant.
And we want to give you this coupon.
So,
for a bassinet.
Yeah. Biting off what this voice reason said, let's say you're a clerk at the IKEA's. And somebody walked in there with and I don't know how much cribs cost. Let's say they cost $300.
All right, let's go with that.
They want to say, hey, can I get the discount? What do you as a clerk say?
Just pee on this.
Pee on this coupon.
Oh. Yep. So, ha-ha.
First of all, I don't know if I'd really want a pregnant woman carrying a 60-pound crib.
Oh, they help you with that, don't they?
Let's say you get the... Like a service merchandise, you get the look.
Service merchandise.
What are we in the 1990s?
Oh, well, yeah, they've been out of business for 20 years.
Service merchandise.
Yeah, they fax you a coupon.
Hey, 30 years.
Yep.
There is still an empty one in Pasco County. Yeah,
there is.
Wow.
So, how do you handle it as a clerk? Let me ask you. Let's go around the room and ask you. How do you handle it as a clerk? They come up to your cashier
to
check out.
I ain't handling that. They peed on
it. And they want the discount. How do you handle it, Smots?
I didn't see pee on it. You need to squat right here.
All right. Dr. Captain Clark?
I'm just giving them the discount. I don't want anybody peeing in my vicinity. Here's the discount. Go get the crib. I don't care.
All right, voice of reason?
Yeah, and to that point right there, I could say that, we have this fetish guy over there. Why don't you go and squat over him?
Yeah, the guy in the rubber suit over there with the gas mask on.
And the smile.
Voice of reason?
Creepy.
Well, having made the mistake the wrong way once, I would make it the reverse mistake at least one time. I'd say, yeah, just take it. Take the discount. I'm assuming you're...
Wouldn't the opposite of the mistake say be if she came up and said she was pregnant? You go, no, you're not.
That would be a beautiful thing to say.
Yeah, that'd be better.
So you're saying I just
my liar.
Okay.
You lying bitch.
You're going the wrong way.
There's no way they're pregnant.
Gas man.
Who would have sex with you, man?
Gas man. That's funny.
I'll say you need to. I need to get my manager out of my pay grade. Mm. I would just opt out.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
What if you got a line of pregnant women?
Let's go to Monica's.
Is she or is she not showing when she arrives at said cashier?
Not showing.
Semantics.
Oh, then I'm going to need, I'm going to need.
You're going to need proof?
Is it peed on already?
Supposedly.
You can go both ways.
Yeah. I know I can. But in this situation, is the coupon peed on?
No.
Please take this in the bathroom and pee. Yeah.
If you keep saying things like you can go both ways, you're going to get more than one Valentine.
Yeah.
So you
follow. They don't end up pregnant.
So you follow the rules.
Deal.
I would follow. Know me. I'm
so far,
a follower.
So far, these riffraffs are just saying, I don't want to see it.
Nah,
take it.
I'll follow the rules.
All right.
No. Hang on, ma'am, while I throw on these latex gloves.
PWs?
Time flies like an arrow. That's what I
want to run it.
But.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I guess the proper thing would be, may I see your card, please?
Your card? What? Your pregnancy card? Card?
Yeah, your peed on card.
Your pee-pee. Well, he's making it a card because it should be firm. Yeah.
It's not a card?
No, it's
a coupon.
Just a coupon.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen them.
Is this what you want? Is this what you wanted? Like, is this what you wanted?
Right. What? No.
Does it, like, if you do, does it, like, the whole coupon just turn into, like, a luminescent plus sign?
Ooh, that'd be
nice. What it does?
No.
Listen, any
you
wet
can save
coupon,
on home pregnancy test.
Any wet coupon will do.
Just get some coupons.
You guys feel to realize, you are manager of the IKEAs.
No, really. If you bring a wet coupon into our store,
yellow.
We'll give you a discount.
And it's is the ink all blurry?
The barcode can't be scanned at that point.
This is all not a good
Gross.
Idea.
No, are there really any black managers in IKEA? I mean, think about it.
You can,
no, I don't think so.
Because it's from Sweden?
Yeah. Ain't no black people.
You would think this would be a special offer by a German company, not a Swedish company.
German people pee too?
Yeah, but they're into that stuff, like in a weird way. So.
And then you get the really stupid people that have the IKEA app and try to pee on their phone.
Oh, yeah.
It's just
happen.
Asking for problems.
It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's asking for problems.
This is the third time this week I peed on my phone.
Yeah, nothing's happened. You owe me.
All right. Well, okay. Well, I'm going to make an executive decision.
Oh, all right.
What
all right,
kind
good.
Of a decision?
Executive.
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 Yes.
That's like a series of executive decisions in a row.
Right.
Disecutive.
What is that? What is your executive decision?
I concur with IKEA's marketing strategy. You will not get a discount unless you bring me a positive pee coupon.
Oh,
that's what
great.
I said.
All right, so you're into it. That's
so you said,
I think we all said go to the bathroom.
That. That's exactly what
way.
We all said.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah.
I was thinking you'd say bad idea, but no, you're going along.
No, just giving away the store. Mental note, IKEA, don't hire any of these F-tards.
exactly.
I could say fucktard.
Yeah.
Whoa!
I know.
Great.
You didn't have to.
You really
we
can.
Prefer you did.
You know why?
Hateful.
It'll get you to a bad habit.
I know.
You don't want to do
that. It still felt weird. It really did feel weird.
Yeah.
But
when you see a microphone, don't say that.
I know. You're right.
All right. Okay. So we solved that problem. We got to go ahead and topic changing music.
All right.
Oh boy, we're gonna do it again because we didn't learn from the first time. So let's do it again and see what happens now.
Hey, I know all you mother truckers
that's
the heard.
That's part of your whole show.
What? Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah,
it's only the topic changing.
Can we put out a best of topic changing music?
Oh, that'd be great.
Yes, now that I'd buy.
Oh, yeah.
I like that idea.
2 hours of nothing but that.
Yeah.
In.
No, Paul could do it.
Because you know what? That is probably the most anticipated music of the show.
It is.
Hold on a second.
Can we please
other
change
than the
topic?
Ending music. Yeah.
Is that more anticipated than what have you stuck with you tonight?
No. This is the most. Yeah. This just means the show is
over. Oh, we're out of here.
Hooray!
Okay, if you play it too long, then we got to go. You can't play that too long. Okay. We still have times.
Oh, we do. We have a lot of time.
Yeah, we got time. All right, so we've done topic changing music. So this topic here has you guys, I know you've heard about it, and I don't know, I can't find it in my notes, but I'm going to go from memories.
Yes, there is an Olympics going on now.
There was, and I want to ask the people who work here, there was a woman who worked at another establishment, and there was a drive-through service here.
Right.
This, at Hooters?
No. This person, here it is. They worked at an Outback.
Mm.
Okay.
What say you? You guys know this story. What say you?
We do?
An Outback servers in Palm Beach Gardens. She was fired or let go because she posted information about this Christian fellowship did not give her a tip on a $735 bill.
Wow.
What happened was they called in and they ordered 25 steaks, 25 chickens, and 25 potatoes.
Yep.
And when they came and
it's
got the order.
25-25 deal.
When they came and got the order, they left without a tip. She went home and she posted on social media. She did not mention who she works for.
No.
But she mentioned the establishment that did not give it a tip.
The church, yeah.
Now, my question to the illegal roof raft in the shipping containers.
Are we illegal?
Illegal. Y'all not.
Well, passed. You are, especially.
Yeah, really.
Oh, wow.
My question to the illegal roof raft in the shipping containers, should she have not lost the job? Now, before I go any further, Gasman, have you heard the story?
No, I haven't heard the story, no.
Okay.
That's basically how it breaks down right there.
So you make a decision. Yeah, yeah, really. She worked at an Outback. She and the
it was a to-go order.
To-go order.
Now that should factor into it.
The church called in $750 with $735 with the food. Came in there, got the food, and left. She went home and went on her sexual media.
And complained about it.
And complained.
No, it was a church. Everybody left that part out. I didn't know it was a church.
It was church, yeah, it was a fellowship. Church. Yeah.
They get some. They
leeway?
Get a pass. Yeah. Right. You can't. You
all right.
Yeah.
So we'll start with you, Monica. And then she came back to work the next day, and they fired her. Now the church tried to contact the Outback, find out who the girl was, because they say they mistakenly left and didn't leave a tip. They meant to leave some money.
See?
So they tried to get back when they want to give her a tip. But Outback let her go, saying that our policy is you do not talk about our customers on social media.
Right.
So she broke the golden rule. Now, my question to you, Monica, should she have lost her job?
I think that's a manager's choice. If it's the first time it's ever happened, she did break the rules, and I'm a big rule follower, but hopefully maybe there's like a write-up, like this is your warning first time. But
right.
If she habitually has gone on social media about customers or otherwise about her job in general, then she's got to lose her job. She knows the rules.
Right.
Sorry, I don't like it. I don't like any part of it. It's horrible.
Right.
That sucks. But rules are rules. Sorry about your luck.
Gas man?
Yeah. I got friends that work at Outback, and they do have a policy about complaining about your customers. So, yeah, I don't think she should have lost her job, but that's part of signing up with Outback.
You don't talk about so far, you two saying give her a slap on the wrist warning.
Yeah, just give her a warning. Don't take
unless,
a job.
I think unless it's happened before. If she's done this is not her first time, then she needs to lose her job. But
and
if
it was
it's
a church, the
time,
biggest corrupt. They don't pay taxes.
No,
what the hell?
They don't have. Well, they don't have a lot of money, and I'd be okay if
they had enough money.
$750.
They weren't eating
the
peanut butter sandwiches.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Voice of reason.
Which church?
Right. Dr. Captain Clark.
Should Jesus?
It was a church of God.
Moses or Muhammad had picked up the tip.
It was a Christian church.
The first one.
Jesus should have picked up the tip.
Okay. Dr. Captain Clark.
Yeah, I don't think they would.
You know, there's very few aspects of social media that a company can control, and that's one of them. So if that's your rule, you got to stick to it.
That's true. So, I believe that. And she doesn't have to work there if she wants to go and social media about her job.
Does everybody have Midas mufflers coming
for
back?
Real,
apparently.
Yeah. For real.
It's a bunch of them Ford Mustangs. The first one was a Mustang. That was a Ford Mustang Lightning. It was a pickup truck with a
it's
Ford
like
Mustang.
We're broadcasting from
a
drag
call you Rain Man now?
Yeah, damn, Rain Man. How many miles they had on the car?
Yeah.
probably about 34,000 from the first one. The second one had 120,000.
You're checking out the tires and everything. All right, Bill Smuts.
Look, you post on social media, but I mean, I will take this as a little public service. Those that actually work in the drive or at least carry out or whatever, they work to get your order. I mean,
you
they're
sure
not
do.
Sitting there. They're right. not sitting there hand on hand to try to your drink filled. Can I clear your plates and everything? But I look at it 10 to 20%. I don't necessarily go 15, and maybe I'm cheap on the 10%, but they are still working. They're turning people over faster. Having said that, the social media thing, I do think that that's probably uncalled for. I would actually probably applauded her had when they were pulling out of the carryout if she had said, church, God damn you!
Oh, no, that's not right. That's,
yeah,
I shouldn't have yelled that, should I?
That's all you want to do. Yeah,
a little aggressive.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
But I would have been happier with that than posting
Schmatz?
On social media.
Let me ask you this, Schmatz. Smots or Schmatz?
Bill Schmatz.
Keep rolling.
Schmatz.
Is a quarterback one time.
I remember.
That
it's actually speaking of that time. I'm going to ask you this specifically because I knew at one point you were a manager. As a manager of people underneath you, do you take this as an opportunity to scold or to fire? Purely from a managerial
point. Yeah,
look,
good,
I don't
have any policy, though.
Personally, I would probably go scold, but I would think at the end of the night she probably kind of lamented. She kind of probably told that she was... There were people that were aware she wasn't
tipped. Let me ask it a different way. Same exact scenario as a manager.
Right.
Someone like, I'm trying to think here, someone like Butters or someone like me. So,
okay.
In other words, someone that you don't really like versus something that you do like.
Okay.
I'm the person he likes, by the way.
Oh.
So does that factor in as the manager? If it's solely up to you, corporate's like, you do you, schmuck,
no.
whatever.
Everyone's
you
the same.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't treat people differently if, whether you liked them or not?
Come on, yeah.
To treat it differently as far as, no, I mean, as far as not as far as losing a job or not, no.
And you can't play around with rules.
Everyone has,
ask him about
Spider. Everyone has job responsibilities. Look, I mean, this is
stupid.
This is a corporate thing. You have to, you have to.
I get that, but I'm saying, what if corporate put it in your hand saying, listen, if it's her first time, it's up to you, it's managerial discretion.
Yeah, right.
You have the right to either scold her or fire her. We'll back you either way.
Oh, I think,
and if you didn't like her, if she was,
I think there's
annoying.
Always a chance of suspension or something like that. There's always something like that.
Oh, my God. Take a stand. Pick one. Pick one.
He won't.
I just told you
to
stand.
To
they're treated the
doing?
Same. They're
put
treated the same.
A trap over here.
Charlie, even if they're not white?
Well, now that you mention that.
Oh, wait a minute. We're not going there, are we?
We have a
shut
weekly
up,
quota of racism that we have
yeah,
to meet.
Yeah, really. Okay,
shut
also,
up.
Shut
also, up,
Smart.
Going back into the other, going back to the other comment, just to say and give a shout out.
Yeah.
Marco Radio Show said he pissed on Winn-Dixie coupons and he got a BOGO. I just throwing it at
you. Nice.
That's someone who's listening to the show.
Well played, Mark. Well played.
Yeah.
Is his name Marco?
Marco.
Yes.
Hi, Marco.
No, actually, he's just Mark.
Polo.
Hi, Mark.
Actually, yes. Actually, just to F it up, he wants you to be on his show one time.
Oh, hell
Mark,
yeah.
Do I know him?
Yeah, you knew.
No.
He has the Marco Radio.
Let's do it, Mark. Let's
but he, yeah. he for some reason, he thinks you cool.
How does he know me? Oh.
You're very popular, Monica.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
And
so popular,
I'm
sitting here on this mofo show.
That makes me feel really bad.
Yeah.
I love you effers. I wouldn't be here if I didn't.
So you listen to the point. Okay, so PWs, should the woman have lost her job?
I have to recuse myself. I was in the bathroom.
Okay.
Peeing on a coupon?
Yeah. I was peeing on the coupon.
Now, here, once again, Spike is going to make some executive decisions. I'm going to throw out some things there.
You didn't even say anything. No words that you said right now.
Yeah, what was that?
Like James Brown.
That was. You just created my next drop.
Yeah. I think he said wisdom.
It was another must thing in case y'all missed it.
Did I not?
You remember when Bill Cosby's show in the
70s?
Yes.
And he would say things like, I want some Reza Robbins with some trousers.
Yeah.
I always thought that was gibberish. Then I met Spike.
And I thought Spike was actually Bob Dylan. At one point.
That's exactly who he is.
How does it feel? How does it feel?
Okay, so when I go back and listen to the replay,
yeah.
I'm probably going to say, what the hell did happen just then?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, you're going to.
I'm
That's
going
what
to.
We're saying right now.
All
right,
so I am going to make an executive decision.
All right, thank you.
I like executive decisions.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, everybody decided that she probably should have lost a job.
We did.
Yeah, I did.
I recuse myself.
My point is that, and this is, how do you determine when it's time to tip and when it's not time to tip?
Always time to
yes,
tip.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so
if someone does
bill,
work for you, then you
tip.
Should tip.
Okay, yeah. So how many times have y'all tipped and not at one time?
Okay.
Answer this question. When you went through the drive-thru at McDonald's, how many times have you tipped?
Never.
Depends upon the church.
They don't
That's
give you
not
the option.
First of all, McDonald's employees make more than what is minimum wage wage, where these
so they don't deserve servers, a tip.
Tip but let me servers ask you this. Do not make minimum wage.
Does the how much they make is the issue?
Minimum wage. Wait. Have you gone out back takeout? Have you gone through the drop? Did leave an option for a tip?
That's what I'm saying.
They
That's what it boils down to. If there's no
tip.
Option, then there's no
option. They leave an option
yeah.
for a tip.
And Outback does not.
Yes, they do.
They do now?
Yes, they do.
And
I'm sorry, McDonald's. I meant
McDonald's.
No,
McDonald's.
That's what I'm saying. McDonald's
and here's
doesn't.
The thing. If you're a server and you declare that on your taxes, the government taxes you. Like, I think it's up to, they're expecting you make 12% in tips. So if you're not making that, you're paying out in taxes.
You're
at the
making
end of the
more
year.
Than 12% in tips, right?
Yeah. Well, you should
20.
Be, but that's.
What does that
but,
have to do? What does that
but
do?
They don't tax McDonald's employees for tips. They tax servers like here at Hooters.
If there's an option for the
Outback.
Tip, put the tip.
Right.
If there's not an option for the tip, there's no need to tip.
And the old adage is if you can't afford a tip, you can't afford to eat out.
Would you take just the tip, Monica?
So who gets the tip? The person that hands them the bag?
That's the person who prepares the order, yeah.
Okay.
No, so, actually, the person that I pay, I usually say, here's $100 for you, honey.
Nice.
Honey.
Oh,
I'm working where you
eat. I'm working. For, yeah. So you saying that the reason it's okay not to tip a McDonald's fast food, McDonald's, mm-hmm. Burger King, blah, blah, fast food,
yeah.
is because they don't give you the option?
Yes.
also, if they're not servers.
If McDonald's handed me in the drive-thru, handed me, you know, because I give them my card, and if they came back and said, okay, here, sign, and there was a tip there, I would give them a tip.
Did you tip when you go into McDonald's? I mean,
I never picked Mickey D's.
Well, and here's what I've just gathered, too. Spike doesn't tip on his carry-out when he goes up to the Outback.
Because what's the difference between McDonald's Outback?
This person is running back to the kitchen.
They're getting potato, blooming onion.
What?
Lobster. You want the whole menu, Outback menu?
Yeah.
Garbage.
This person is going in to put it in a bag. It's going through there. It's not taking two steps. They have to go to the kitchen. They have to go outside. They have to do this. It's not like stand here at the front and go, oh, here we go. There's your bag. Thank you.
So you tip based on the geography?
On the restaurant. Yeah, I tipped on the restaurant.
And the job description. A McDonald's employee is not a server. They paid more than a server makes. They're taxed at a different rate than servers make.
Okay, so
they don't rely on their tips in order to reach minimum wage.
So that's what you're saying. So you tip based on the law. The law says McDonald's is not required to tip.
It's not a tip.
Outback
is not
required to tip. Hold on, right? Is that what you do, right?
You're not required to tip at Outback.
Or required to tip anywhere.
There's no law.
Where is
You don't have to tip here.
From what I gather right now, the feeling I'm getting is that you just want any kind of excuse to not tip.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I'm getting.
It's not a feeling. I'm trying
from Spike, though.
I'm trying to apply the same principle logic to every team.
You can't. That's your first mistake.
Yeah.
McDonald's is not an Outback, and for a zillion reasons. And if you don't understand that concept, then we're just done here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, here's an exception.
You can't simply pee on something in order to get a discount.
Let's say I order...
That would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Let's say I order something that's not necessarily on the menu that requires a little extra handling to get my order right, for whatever reason.
Sure.
It doesn't matter what it is.
Right.
If they go above and beyond, I might throw them a tip.
Hell yeah.
Sure. But when it's McDonald's and it's literally like an assembly line of processed items that just churn out down the line, they're handed to me, that's not going above and beyond.
What if they go above and beyond? What if they just say, oh, here's Mr. Captain Clark. Here's your Big Mac with extra ketchup, extra sauce. Here, go sit at the table. I'll bring it to you.
All right. Maybe I do tip them under that circumstance.
That's different.
Maybe.
That's different. Going above and beyond.
Yeah. There's like 1,000 different arguments you can make. I can't believe you're actually making the argument for a fast food restaurant as opposed to a restaurant where a person is busting their ass for 6-7 minutes trying to gather every little bit
to
your order.
Who among us worked at a fast food restaurant before?
Oh, totally.
I have.
Everybody.
And tell me who didn't bust their ass at a fast food restaurant.
Hell yeah.
Nobody's
saying they don't work hard.
No, Smosh just said somebody busting their ass.
I wasn't comparing that
McDonald's wasn't busting their ass. No. I never said they weren't.
You said I can't compare.
But Clark made the point they aren't depending on tips.
Honestly, though, I mean, look, you look at McDonald's. I'm at a cash register. I turn around and grab it from the behind me. I take two steps and hand it over. Here you go. Thank you. You don't check the order.
You don't
make sure. You just grab it there. You don't know that everything's set.
Right there, you're belittling the McDonald's people.
I'm not belittling. They're making more than minimum wage. The tipped employee is not.
And also, people are going there not expecting a level of a server. They're going there because the food is cheap.
Just give me my damn fillet of fish is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And
two for $5.
So you go into the, and I hate this because Outback is a friend of me.
Huh? Yeah.
What?
A friend of me.
Outback friend.
I like the Outback.
I think McDonald's employees are fantastic. I think going in. That's why I go to McDonald's. If I didn't like McDonald's, I wouldn't go to McDonald's.
Right. Not saying they don't work hard.
Yo, so why can't I tip McDonald's? Now, the reason I can't because Smart's saying because they make more than the Outback people.
They're not dependent upon your tips
to reach
a living wage.
And you can tip them if you want.
Yeah, you can still do it.
Monica.
Huh?
But they're not reliant upon tips like a server in a place like this is. The servers at work here have to make tips, or they're losing money by working here.
Exactly.
Just look at them. Just give them, throw money at them, dude.
Yeah.
They're looking good. They're working.
I want to throw money.
You can work a shift at McDonald's, and you go home. You made your money. That's going to happen. You don't need tips to make your money.
Do guys?
Yes.
Tip for pretty girls and not for boys. In other words,
my dang yeah.
No.
No.
You really just asked that question?
It's a legit question. It's a legit question. Would a guy, same exact position, same exact job, and tipping is required, not required, but it's expected, and it's a hot chick or just a fugly dude?
If he's a pretty dude.
Does one get more than the other?
Not for me.
Yes.
It depends on the service.
No.
Yeah, it's all service.
Now come on. Seriously, you're asking this question because what if you're at a bar because Lord knows you've visited a bar or two.
Again,
no.
Yeah.
All right. Never.
And you have a hot guy who's just flirty with you, talking to you, or you have a unattractive woman. Do you tip the guy more?
That was another Mustang, by the way.
You don't.
No, and here's why.
Serious.
Because I'm a girl, and that's not how girls' brains work. I'm not going to bang this dude. I don't care less.
We're not going to bang the girls either.
No,
what
but
are you
think
talking
that
about?
There's a chance if you do.
No, get out of here.
You guys let people in traffic because it's a hot chick. Right. You think that
we think we're going to bang. Wait, you think we're going to bang every hot girl
that
we see?
You guys think
really?
In your head.
Really?
Yes.
You are delusional.
Whoa.
No,
you're delusional. Gas man.
You're delusional.
And you know how I came up with that? Because I've asked guys, why do you do that? And they said, because there's a million and one chance. I've asked multiple guys that, and they all say because they think that there's a shot. There's a, even though how far remote it is.
Who the fuck are you talking about?
Well, Dr. Captain Clark's sister in Chicago says that Outback servers make $2.50 an hour. McDonald's employees make $15 an hour in Chicago. That's a big, huge difference. Now,
well, Chicago's
Chicago, but it's still a ratio,
But then they also said, she says that, yes, Monica, they tip hotties more.
No, I don't. Monica, I'm not like that.
I don't either.
I believe that about you, Clark. That's why I like you. I totally believe. And listen, am I mad about
it?
No.
You don't believe it about me?
I just want to admit it.
You don't believe it about me?
No. You don't either?
So every guy you talk to, they think every girl wants to bang them. Is that what
you're saying? No. That's not what I said at all. I said, why would you let a girl in traffic or why would you tip a girl more or whatever? And they all said, because even if it's a remote crazy chance, there's a shot.
Yes.
I can tell you, I don't let the girl in traffic because there's probably an accident happening in front of me. They have to come in
behind me. And find out where the wire went wrong in their brain. That doesn't even make sense.
I can't speak for Clark, but there's no chance I'm getting laid. You know.
That doesn't even make sense. Makes no sense at all.
Yo, me.
I think attractive people make bigger tips than unattractive people.
All day, every day.
Yeah. You guys ever been to
that? I will agree with
that. That's
why
I'm not in the service industry.
You ever been to a Hamburger Mary's in Ybor?
Yes.
Yes.
Gay restaurant.
Yes.
Right? All gay waiters.
Yes.
Cool.
Excellent service.
Excellent service.
Show you a good
time. I tip them well. I hope they don't want to have sex with me.
Yeah.
There you go. You know what I'm saying?
Or do you?
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Depends on the week, but.
I hope they just want me to come
service.
Back.
But it's service. Yeah, I just want good service.
Yeah. Hot people make more.
And that's all I'm getting
at. Is that
at.
Right or wrong? Is that true or fact?
I believe it.
I'm trying to figure out.
I think they do.
Is Spike against the Outback waiter or for the McDonald's employee?
He can't. He's for not having to tip. If he can get out of tipping, he will.
I don't think the woman at the drive-thru, and the person, I shouldn't say a woman, shouldn't sex it up. The person at the carryout should expect it to tip because neither did the person at the McDonald's drive-thru.
The woman probably spent, because he's $750
order. She lied and said she only made $18 because she spent most of her time working on that.
What I'm saying, it's $750. She probably spent about an hour getting this order together, and they tipped nothing.
During which time she could not wait on tables. And make other tips.
Do they do both, or do they just? No,
I think you get assigned to a drive-through. But if you're doing that, you can't do tables.
What is wrong with me?
Or you're not putting together other stuff.
Right.
It requires someone else to come over and help with the drive-through because this is going together. So someone else is going out and handling eight cars.
There's a lot of activity at the Outback drive-through.
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
Do you need to turn your headphones up or something?
Y'all not gonna.
No, I'm just adamant about today.
Let's do this. Let's go ahead and topic change the music because y'all mess it up. Hey.
We messed it up.
Well,
I just had somebody snap their fingers at me. I guess that means I better get to it.
Yes.
Let's change the topic.
Hey, let's go ahead and do what's twending.
What's twending?
We hadn't done that in such a long time.
What is it?
What's twending?
What's twending?
And now it's time for What's Twending, the only feature where the best thing about it is the theme music. Now here is your host, Dr. Captain Clark.
Yay!
Where did the host of the show go?
The
audience didn't know that he just got up and left?
But
they know now.
All right, well, we're just going down the list. What's twending?
Yes.
Hashtag Black Panther. Why is Black Panther twending?
Oh, I wonder why.
Because Spike took his pants down.
Oh.
Oh.
Racist.
No. Actually, it's because...
That was a Ford F-150.
A-hole.
It's a new movie that's getting incredible reviews and that Spike has been waiting for
what is
months.
Unique about that movie?
It's got a black lead superhero.
I think it's a predominantly black cast. Somebody said there's only two white actors in it.
Yeah.
Are they the criminals?
No, but they the joke that's going around it, and nobody seems to know who gets credit for it, is both actors were in the Lord of the Rings movies, so they're being referred to as the Tolkien white guys.
Oh,
Tolkien with an L. Oh.
See what you did there.
Oh, yeah.
I see what you did there. Oh,
which is clever, but nobody knows who actually made the joke.
I should play the closing music now. That was really
fun. On a high note? Yeah.
It's not my joke, though.
It only gets worse after that.
Oh, all right.
I don't know why this is trending, but why is Toronto trending?
Toronto.
Because the Lightning are playing there tonight?
That is correct. That is why.
Absolutely.
And it's the dad's trip.
And you know, if you're truly Canadian, you don't pronounce the second T.
Toronto?
It's Toronto.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Is that like Balmer? Like they say Balmer in Baltimore?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
People who live places are stupid.
Aren't they?
Damn Canadians.
Okay. What else? What else? What else? What else?
What's trending?
Nothing trending.
You know what? It's weird. It's all like Tampa Bay centric stuff.
All right, back
that's
to
good
you,
though. The only people listening are in Tampa, right?
I'm
surprised the Hooters the Outback story isn't trending because I heard it on at least three different radio shows today.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Did you guys talk about it today? Then only two, then.
Okay, sorry. Right. Uh-oh.
Two seemed like three. But now three on the show. So let's pretend that's trending. Let's talk about that some more. No, I'm just kidding. Let's not talk about that.
Thank you.
It's a good thing the Lone Ranger wasn't Canadian because everybody would think that his
Tano.
Sidekick was a type of roof on a car.
It was just Tano.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tano. Roof.
Why is it an owl now at the end?
Is this what it's come down to? Schmatz?
Well, I thought it was Tirana.
Yeah.
Tirana?
But instead of Tana. Tana.
What kind of show does the host just get up and leave?
This one.
I know.
We just got to go pee.
It's just so bad.
Yeah. You know what? We sit here for 2 hours before the show starts.
And to be
during
fair.
Which time you could go to the bathroom as much as you want.
I didn't know we could do that. I had
and
to be
nobody,
so bad.
Nobody
no,
go.
No, here's no, what happened that. During those Second 2 hours. He had two pitchers during those 2 hours.
Just so you know, Spike, when after you left, it was Schmatz, and I forgot your name.
Steve. I can't believe, once again,
talking.
Another week.
That's what it was.
Where people don't know who I am.
That's all we did was talk.
Yeah. And he's the whole reason we're here.
Yeah.
According to Spike.
He's the voice of treason.
He is the voice of reason.
That's why I don't know your name, because you're just the voice. I really, truly don't know your name. It's
Steve.
No. I am the voice of reason.
I thought it was the voice of treason.
Reason with an R.
Well, that's according to Clark. I do step on people.
Isn't it freezing?
Voice of reason.
Oh. Sure is pleasing.
Game of Stains.
We could do this forever.
All right, so did we finish that? Listen,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
if you
done.
Stayed at your own damn show, mofo.
I had, listen.
Ba-ba-ba.
All right.
I had an physical emergency that I could not suppress.
Pea-sized bladder.
Right.
Did you or did you not have an IKEA coupon in your hand while you were peeing?
Yeah.
That is the ultimate question.
Going to cash that shit in when he gets out of here.
And was it positive?
Serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you preggers?
No. Yeah.
And do they, I mean, don't they have a test for men, too? I mean, because it might not be a crib. What would they give away? Would they give
end
away?
Table. You get an end table.
Yeah, an end table if you're
I don't know.
I like that. Yes.
No, that's not cool. All right, well.
No, what you do as a single guy is you get the crib, and you just have it in your apartment. And then when you bring a lady over, she's, like, impressed by that.
Or in Spike's case, when you bring a guy over.
Oh, yeah.
We're not here to judge.
Okay, so are we good with the...
We twined it out.
It was all over, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, you really were
We covered two topics.
Yeah. Oh, we did. So did we do a topic change of music?
No.
Oh, my God.
One more time for old time's sake, let's
Spike's
change
back.
The topic
Spike's back.
To some other thing right now.
Night. This topic, I have...
I'm going to need another drink. This is killing me. Okay, go ahead.
This topic here, I heard it coming up here, so I don't have a lot of history on it, but I'm going to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
In Miami, Florida.
I have no idea what this is, but I'm going to talk about it. Okay, go ahead.
Don't let that stop you.
Go.
Yeah, really. There was a teacher that worked at a Catholic school.
A Catholic school?
With a T-H or an F?
Mm.
It's an F. Catholic.
Yeah.
Catholic.
So
I know this one, too.
Yeah, she was gay. Or something like that.
She's still gay.
Right. She got married. She got married to her significant other. She loved her.
Her wife.
She went down and did, he posted her picture of her happy, blissful wedding.
Sure.
Aww.
Yeah.
the school that she worked at found out, saw the pictures posted about it, and then they fired her on the way. She
came back. Shut your whole face right now.
They fired
her. 2018. That's totally legal. It's not illegal, right?
No, it's not legal, but she worked at a Catholic school.
It's a private school.
I think I saw she married a, she's a lesbian, right? Married her.
Yeah. She married a friend, yeah. And then she was fired from her employment.
Now, it's another case of social media ruining someone's life.
Yeah. Now, my question to the legal riffraff in the shipping containers, yes. And I think it's going to be a general consensus on that.
No, not necessarily.
Is that right? Is that wrong for the Catholic Church, the church which is known as Christian Lovers? Okay, that's not the name of the church. I just made that up.
The Christian Lovers Church?
Yeah.
Can I go there on Sundays? I am down.
I'm picturing a lot of crushed velvet pews.
Let's call it Miami Catholic School.
Yeah.
What's it called? The Miami Catholic School teacher. Okay. She was fired for being gay.
How long did she work there?
7 years. She had 7 years of good service. And other people saying that she was an amazing teacher. She never imposed her beliefs on us. She did everything that we loved. She was just amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then she should have been fired. Sure.
And then the administration saw her in her wedding bliss pictures.
Happy and in love and doing no harm.
And she came back to work the next week and they said, you broke. No, I'm sorry. They never said she broke any rules because they never said anything. What was going on. They just said that, because of.
Can I speak to this?
Go ahead.
If she is truly a lesbian, Catholic misses the whole area where you're supposed to lick. That's,
the cat.
Yeah,
that went took a right turn.
Yeah.
Calf.
The cat lick.
Who licks on the calf?
She's a lick a calf with her wife being Kathy.
I don't know what any of this means.
Because you put an F in it, calf.
I'm lost like
the Catholic.
Swing and a miss.
It's a lick joke.
No, I get it. Catholic.
Thank you. I know you're wanting a unanimity. Ooh,
huh?
I'm just trying to.
Hey, you've been sitting close to me.
Well done, Paul.
You want a unanimous opinion. However, I will say, if she signed her deal and it had anything to say that you can't do it.
It's illegal to say you can't be gay.
No. Well, I'm just saying, a private school, you could probably have that. I'm not saying it's right, because I do think it's wrong that she is, but this is a Catholic school. No.
He's a conservative.
More power too.
I could be wrong on this.
The Catholic
school.
The Catholics only go for old men or young boys. That's all they go for.
That's true. That's
a great point.
I was going to say. I think
somebody had to say it. I mean, come on now.
The actual Catholic Church has kind of backed off on discrimination against.
I think the Pope said.
So it's this institution that's enforcing rules at their level. It's not even. They're not even. Church doctrine.
I agree with you. She shouldn't in humanity things, but is there a rule or something at the church or at the private school that
did she sign up an employee
handbook? But with that same rule, they hired her.
But that's what
but she's dating. She wasn't married.
They don't only single lesbos?
It was 7 years ago. Maybe she never divulged it.
All the single lesbos.
No.
Yeah, Beyonce's remixer over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please, I beg of you to please tell me right now. Nobody at this table think that was a good idea, right?
No,
right.
No.
Of course not. What was a good idea?
Yeah. To get fired.
The good news is there's an opening at the Outback.
Some of us might not want to impose our rules.
If you don't want tips from another church,
I think a person's sexuality is their own. But I don't want to impose my rules on other people.
Well, thank God for that.
What are your rules?
So
I have none.
So
there's a lot of peeing on coupons.
I have none.
So we on the Spike on the Mic show, we're going to sign a petition and we're going to send it down to Miami Catholic School.
Yeah,
and
we're not going to do that.
Say give Hope her job back.
We don't sign anything.
We could do that.
Way more active than we get.
All right, we
could do that though.
We're against it, but we're not going to do a damn thing about it.
Exactly.
That's enough.
This topic is not going to die on the Spike on the Mic show. We're going to bring this back up again.
I'm with you, Spikers. Let's do it.
We're going to fight this up, but we have to.
I'm going to forget it by the time you ask what we took from this show.
Why? Okay. Something that didn't stick with you.
It didn't stick with
you. So now it's time to ask. What stuck with you? So let's go around the room. We have to ask Dr. Catton and Clark, what stuck with you tonight?
Everything except that last thing, whatever we talked about. Because I do not recall now what that was.
All right, Voice of Reason, what stuck with you tonight?
It never occurred to me that you had to leave a tip at a pickup.
All right. Gas Man, what stuck with you tonight?
The churches are always trying to rip people off by not tipping.
Jeez.
Churches you get enough free stuff.
Really? All right. Smots, what's stuck with you tonight?
Spike's happier to drop a 20 for a double Big Mac than getting a steak and a potato.
Oh, all y'all on the same thing.
Yeah.
All right. Keep seeing females. PWs, what stuck with you tonight?
Time flies like an arrow.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That stuck with me.
Yeah.
And it hits the mark.
And special guest, Monica, who made us good. What stuck with you tonight?
It stuck with me that you left your own show.
Yes.
I will not forget that at all.
That was good.
That's a weekly occurrence.
Okay. I'm Spike on the mic
party,
here.
Pal.
We are here at the Hooters on Hillsboro. And let me tell you what stuck with me. What stuck with me tonight is that these people here are so ingrained with the system. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Oh, Sheila. Oh.
Oh, Sheila. I'm Spike on the mic and we out.